The Alaska Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case that challenges whether same-sex couples should receive survivor benefits. Deborah Harris's long-term partner, Carrie Fadley, was shot and killed when working at the Millennium Hotel in 2011. According to Alaska law, spouses receive survivor benefits if their husband or wife is killed from a work-related injury. Same-sex couples do not, because they can't legally marry in Alaska. Harris says after her partner was killed, she couldn't afford to stay in her home.
A lot of couples, you know, you have workman's comp, you have that safety net, you have access to those benefits that can kind of help you get along. And in my case, it wasn't there, and everything, she disappeared and everything in my life disappeared after that.
Donald Thomas argued on behalf of Millennium Hotel, which denied Harris's request for death benefits.
If the marriage amendment is precluding same-sex couples from marriage, it is inherently, implicitly denying them, any person who's not validly married, the rights and benefits of marriage.
Lambda Legal Staff attorney Peter Wren represented Harris. He says same-sex couples are denied the safety nets that heterosexual couples can access.
State law absolutely discriminates against loving, committed same-sex couples in this context, and it has no adequate reason for doing so.
Wren says the case does not directly challenge the same-sex marriage ban, but the court could choose to take up the matter. This is the third case before the state Supreme Court that has challenged unequal benefits for same-sex couples. In both 2005 and 2014, the court ruled that same-sex couples should not be discriminated against, but the court stopped short of striking down the marriage ban. Yesterday, five couples filed a case in federal district court directly challenging that ban.